With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As a federal government shutdown drags into its fourth week, millions of Americans are facing higher premiums on health care, as well as having federal food stamps cut off. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana says that Democrats in Congress don't seem to care about all the pain their shutdown is causing.
It gives them leverage, Tony. They've used that word multiple times. The House Minority Whip, the Bernie Sanders, other Democrats are bragging that they have leverage now for whatever, to just appease their radical left-wing nutty base to that they're fighting Donald Trump. That's all this is about, and they don't mind causing suffering to American people, but it's real pain that they're causing.
Steve Scalise's complete This Week on Capitol Hill interview will be broadcast today beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Consumer prices increased a smaller than expected 3% in September. Economist Steve Moore says President Trump has correctly targeted energy prices.
When energy costs fall, that just doesn't just mean you're paying less for energy. Everything else tends to fall in price because energy is a component of everything that we produce and buy in America.
Moore was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. More hope for cheaper oil prices. The administration finalized plans this week to open the coastal plain of Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to potential oil and gas drilling. Here's Ben Thomas.
President Trump, in his address to Congress earlier this year,
drill, baby, drill.
Trump's big bill of tax breaks and spending cuts passed over the summer called for at least 4 lease sales within the refuge over a 10-year period.
We have more liquid gold under our feet than any nation on earth, and by far.
The decision renews the debate over whether to drill in one of the nation's wilderness areas. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. California is doing more to promote the gay agenda. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a new law that will require all schools in the state to print the phone number of an LGBT hotline on student ID cards. The law covers schools from elementary through college. The hotline will direct kids to the Trevor Project, a radical organization that provides youngsters a platform for them to discuss their, quote, gender identities. The Trevor Project also promotes the LGBT agenda in all 50 states. Michael Harrington reporting.
In Kirk County, Texas, which was devastated by flooding over the summer, churches are helping people get back on their feet. First Presbyterian Church of Kerrville has given out $250,000 that it received in private donations for doing things like repairing rooftops and replacing vehicles or even covering rent. It got an additional $560,000 from the Community Foundation of the Texas Hill Country. This is SRN News. National Guard deployments in Washington, D.C. and Portland, Oregon are the focus of new court hearings. We get more details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
No National Guard troops are expected to be deployed in Portland, Oregon for at least several days after a temporary federal appeals court decision Friday. Meanwhile, a judge in Washington, D.C. is weighing whether to pull more than 2,000 troops off the streets of the nation's capital. The deployments are the latest in an array of lawsuits and overlapping rulings prompted by President Trump's push to send the military into Democratic-run cities despite fierce resistance from mayors and governors. Troop deployment remains blocked in the Chicago area, where all sides are waiting to see if the U.S. Supreme Court intervenes to allow it. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The 2025 Marine Corps Marathon will take place on Sunday, and it will be the 50th anniversary of that event. The marathon is one of the largest in the world, known as the People's Marathon. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.